Hiya, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily from the Radio 1 website. Including a very wet innuendo bingo, Gemma Kearney back on form, and thank goodness Winter Watch is back on our screens, providing endless amounts of material for innuendo bingo. So that's good. Exploding pistachios on Real or No Real cause slight listener panic. And what you're saying on Dear Scott, it's all here. Have a listen. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Gemma Kearney.
Hi.
We've missed you.
I've missed you guys.
You've been away in that.
I think about you a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a team, as a collective.
Thank you. So it's been a while since Gemma's played innuendo bingo. Should we switch on the cameras? Let's do it. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and you can see us. Now we're about to play innuendo bingo. I appear to still be wearing a jumper off of Christmas.
Yeah, I noticed.
Sorry. I always get really weird around Gemma because she's like queen of fashion. So she's like,
have you seen what I'm wearing today? I look I've taken off the ridiculous stuff, but I was wearing multiple woolen blankety type things. Okay. Our boss just walked past us and walked past me. I don't know who else I'm with. I haven't got an imaginary friend. And he's like, you're looking very woolen.
Very woolen, Gemma. Very strong, very woolen.
Very woolen.
Do you get that as well? When you see Gemma, it's like, oh no, she's gonna judge me for what I'm wearing.
Yeah, there is an element of that.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. I didn't know it was you today, otherwise I would have dressed up. Anyway, so go to the website now, the Radio 1 website. Get it wherever you can. It's live, and watching Innuendo Bingo will change your life. It's a lot better than just listening to it. We've got Darren saying, yes, the queen of Innuendo Bingo is back. That's you.
Me?
Yeah.
It's
not going to be him, is it? Well. Esther and Sean watching Bingo in college on a revision break. Jenna is watching for the first time online. Melanie listening in Dubai. And Rick is watching as well. Charlotte says, OMG, loving Gemma's hat.
Oh, thanks. Mustard colouring.
Reese in Kettering says, Scott, the cameras are already on, you nugget. Thanks very much. You melt. So, let's do it.
It's Thursday.
High five me.
It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Get your computer, watch us now on the Radio 1 website. It's so much better when you watch. It takes it to the next level. You've got your waters.
She's ready. She's.
Now, I liked the email that we got from someone the other day, and I like this as a new rule. I can't remember what your name is, but you know who you are. I think that we should, as well as obviously aiming for each other, stare each other out as well. Because sometimes you look towards the bin. I think it should be like direct eye contact all the time. I think that should be a new innuendo bingo rule. Are we agreed? So just stare at each other. No looking down.
What?
That's happening now. It's happening already. Okay, you got your waters there? Let's warm up with some classic Jamie and Jimmy.
Next, Gwyneth gets the ride of her life. I slap my meat at a trucker's toilet.
I didn't know how immature I was until I started doing this.
Okay, remember, constant eye contact is what we're looking for.
I know, but it just means that you are right in the face.
That's right.
Oh, hold on, I swallowed.
Ellis in Essex is watching.
Thanks.
And also Ricky from Wisbeach watching for the first time. A lot of people watching for the first time today. Hello, welcome. Get on the Radio 1 website if you're not watching. Ready? A lot of people spotted this. So thank you. If you did, you know who you are. Give yourself the points. This from Winter Watch.
And what do you find at the end of a beaver trail? You find a rather damp-looking
damp,
beaver.
Wet, miserable.
No one wants that.
Well, okay. That was a sharp awakening to 2013.
All right.
Oh, innuendo bingo just got wetter.
Cold water. Okay, now, I'm going to BBC Wales weather now. Can anyone work out, is this one or not?
This afternoon, well, first of all, we've had a line of showers in the Irish Sea feeding into the southwest. This line of showers is actually known as the Pembrokeshire Dangler.
Ah! It's so cold!
Now, I've been to Wales a lot and I've never heard of that.
The Pembrokeshire Dangler.
It is cold.
It's a really good word. The
it's
dangler.
Good, isn't it?
I need some more water.
Okay. More water,
this
please.
This shirt could go see through. This could be bad.
Okay. Well, just adjust yourself there, love.
Okay. Sorry, I have to. It was a precaution.
Water.
Uh-huh. The Pembrokeshire Dangler.
Funny noises are on. Oh. I love it when you play this game, Gemma. Okay, more water. Now, Sarah Cox's show on Radio 1 was interesting today.
Was that horrible?
It was weird, yeah. Like looking at your sort of, you know, sort of flaps there, which is weird. Yeah.
Did you get a fourth one?
It was the response where she goes,
yeah.
This is a tiny little response.
Was that horrible?
It was weird, yeah. Like looking at your sort of, you know, sort of flaps there.
More water?
At the end she goes, yeah.
Okay, water please. Here's the end of that clip,
which is weird, yeah.
Did you get a photo of the flaps?
Water feature. Paper at the same time. Awesome. Moth! Oh. Hi, Holly. You're supposed to be revising. That awkward moment when your mum walks into your room when you're watching Innuendo Bingo. Okay. Back over to Winter Watch. We ready?
You are.
Water. And go.
Sometimes in that great flurry, it's difficult to tell one from another. So let us have now the Winter Watch Guide to Tits.
I think there's a bit of spit in that one, Chris, because it was a different consistency in certain areas. I'm soaking. I'm glad you lot are still laughing, yeah?
It actually stunned her into silence.
I don't know, really know what's going on.
So let us have now the Winter Watch Guide to Tits.
Okay. So, more water, please.
This is a mess.
Really good clips today.
Lovely clips.
Ready? And Grimmy's personal trainer makes an appearance now.
I'd do it if the team came. It could be good for the show to get us in the right mood.
I think the team would be so much more awake and so much more positive if we got them out in the park and I drilled them hard in the morning.
Chris just got it full on in the face. He couldn't even do anything. It was just relentless.
I just had to take that.
You did, you had to take it. Nothing you could do in that situation.
Oh no, your jeans are soaked.
Really hope you're watching this on the website. It's a great one today.
Oh.
Okay, more water please. Got to get through this.
Tune.
You said it in a way that Daniel Bedingfield
would.
Stop it. Dun, dun, dun. That's such a tune.
I know. Oh. Where's he gone? Thought you might know. Look, it's weeing out your mouth. Stop it. Over to the food inspectors now.
That is some meat counter, Ronnie. You're right.
Yes, fine, thanks.
What should I be having for my tea tonight?
Oh, the rump steak's good. Nicely well hung.
Very good. Well held, everyone. More water, please, quickly.
How'd you get that in your own eye?
That's really gross. Sorry, everyone. This is so unladylike.
Okay. Bit more water, please.
It's Sarah Cox again.
What's happening to me? Mate, I think Fern Cotton's doing a Whoopi Goldberg and she's entering me in a spiritual set. Do you know what I mean?
Straight in the face.
Well, this is the most unattractive game ever. I just suddenly realised how unattractive I am. Just make your mouth really fat on camera. You spit all over the place.
You are completely see-through.
Really. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, this is bad.
It's fine. There's only two more. Okay. Kerry in Nottingham is listening. Gemma has the best laugh ever. Laughing out loud on the bus, Jake in Aylesbury. Josh, not writing his dissertation in Bristol, but watching. Ready? Mm-hmm. I never knew that Oprah Winfrey and Lance Armstrong were, you know.
He certainly had prepared himself for this moment. I would say that he met the moment. And at the end of it, two and a half hours, we both were pretty exhausted. And I would say I was satisfied.
Oprah Winfrey there.
Oh, Oprah. Gotta love Oprah.
Yes.
That, you know,
who doesn't?
2.5 hours, pretty good.
And one more.
I'm gonna have water.
I think it's fitting that we end on some Winter Watch.
We saw it at the beginning of the show, so it's nice to end the show with a bit of live beaver action.
That was Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening on the Radio website on Radio 1. Thank you very much to both of you. You're right, Gemma.
Yeah.
We saw it at the beginning of the show, so it's nice to end the show with a bit of live beaver action. You don't get them girls
loose, TJR. Loose. You don't get the world loose. You don't get money. Mr. Worldwide. But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose. You don't get the world loose. You don't get money. But I do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for some Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 Lady is on with what you are saying.
Dear Scott, Chris, TOTDS, PR4L and Becala. It would seem customary to club together and get Becky a leaving gift for her services to LOLs on the Scott Mills show. I've had a thought. Could all of the listeners donate some of their Scott Mills points to the fund to get Becky something really good? If we each gave 100 points, that would make at least 5 billion SMPs, enough points for a spice rack or maybe even a tasteful crystal decanter. Love you, bye. Simon off of Somerset. 1,068,179,187 seconds old.
Why, thank you. Well worked out. If everyone gave 100 Scott Mills points, I mean, I don't want to say let's do it. I want to kind of gauge opinion. What do you think?
Well, no, the problem with this is if you... Because someone's going to have to front them up front, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone's going to have to pay back. So let's say you fronted all these points.
I don't want that.
That's a lot of people you've got to go around.
So I hate being in that situation. Like, do you remember last night when the bill arrived?
Oh.
I never want to be that person. Right, so what did you have? No, but I didn't drink. No, no, hang on a second, but you had the starter. Yeah. Oh,
you
God.
Pay 70p extra.
Yeah. It's, just split it. Anyway, so I can't see how we're going to police this.
I just think realistically, you know, for tomorrow...
As much as I'd love to get her the carriage clock or the decanter, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Mm.
I'm so sorry. We'll get her something, though. I'll get her something tomorrow.
I'd say you deal with it just on behalf of everyone.
Sure. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, the PR4L and the rest of the team. One of me and my brother's favourite moments on your show was when Chris claimed that She-Wolf by Shakira was the new Hey Jude. Lols. Anyway, I was wondering what other modern songs Chris thinks have replaced other classics. On a separate note, can I just say how much I'll miss Becky? I'll never forget when she soaked Ollie Murs during a memorable edition of Innuendo Bingo and wrapped the Snoop Dogg part of California Girls.
Yeah.
Love the show, and I listen to the podcast all the time. Love you, bye. Georgia, off of Hertfordshire. XOXO.
Thank you, Georgia. There will be some of Becky's best bits on tomorrow, but there's quite a lot.
Mm.
Who knew she did so much on the show? There's loads. Soaking Ollie Murs was good, but then all of Becky Raps I were good. I remember California Girls being particularly good.
Yes.
But then we've got Gangnam Style as their final flourish tomorrow. What modern songs have replaced classics like Hey Jude?
I'm just thinking, I mean...
Baby Cakes?
I think one day people will look back and say Baby Cakes was incredible. Same with Blazing Squad Crossroads. I also think, let's take a classic like Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, is always played at... I mean, what's that going to be? What's the new one of that going to be? I think maybe Wretch 3-2 Unorthodox. You know that song?
I do, yeah.
We don't follow no crowd. That I, you see, I really like that song.
You think that's going to replace Don't Stop Me Now by Queen?
I'm saying one day there is going to be a shift.
Of course there is. It has to be. There we are. So, Blazing Squad, Wretch 3-2
And Baby Cakes.
By three of a kind. What? No, yeah, but hang a second. What, you've missed out T2, Heartbroken.
Oh, tune. See, at the time, that was huge. And it goes away for a bit, and it'll come back, and it'll be known for...
So that's the one, like, you know they always wheel out Paul McCartney at every event now,
yes.
And he does Hey Jude. That's the song they'll be doing in 30 years from now.
I'm saying at the Queen...
T2 Heartbroken.
Queen's Jubilee in many years to come, so, you know, by then it'll be the King's Jubilee, I guess, if I'm right with that. It will be...
Who knows?
Baby Cakes as the final song.
I like it. You had to check with the one that doesn't speak that it would be the King next.
I just wasn't sure if... No, I just mean, like, I wasn't sure if you...
Everyone gets old.
Like,
no, I think it's allowed. I think, yeah, that's what will eventually happen. It's fine. I know what you mean. You've got to be careful.
Awkward.
Next!
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, if you're still there, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I'm writing to tell you about a slightly awkward moment that happened in my AS-level geography lesson today. My teacher asked what an SMP was, so I shouted out, Scott Mills Point. Cue turning very red. The actual geographic answer was Shoreline Management Plan.
Oh, wow.
Love you, bye. Laura, off of Wooten.
Well, Laura, how are you supposed to know that? In your life, it's Scott Mills Point.
If you get asked that in an exam and you wrote Scott Mills Points, I mean, technically, you're correct.
You are, and actually, you should at least get a mark for that, because you can just... Well, just send your teacher on to me. If they mark you badly,
brilliant.
All right, just say, well, actually, miss, mister, it's Scott Mills Point. And... Send it to me, I'll deal with.
What's that, so drop you an email or...?
Yeah, send me an email, because they deserve at least a mark for that. That's unfair. Next.
Hi, Scott. I remember once hearing during a show of Chris's desire to participate in the Eurovision Song Contest, and that chance may now be here. It's not exactly the powerhouse of Sweden, but Romania are accepting registration for songs, followed by various other stages. Chris could live the dream and sing to millions. Zed.
Hey Zed, I think we're too late for this again. I mean, we've been doing this now for what, 2 or 3 years going...
No, I don't think we
are.
Are we not? No, I don't think we are. I think this is what we're saying here. We've got options.
Oh, because a lot of the... Call me a Eurovision anorak. A lot of the countries have been deciding their songs today and also where they will be in the semi-finals, who will play first and all that kind of stuff. That's been happening today. But for Romania, we're not too late, right?
I mean, I would love to say I would love to represent my country... If that can't be done, I'd love to represent anyone's country. I really would. I mean, it would be a fantastic honour to represent anyone's country.
I'm not allowed to say it, but I think I'm 99% sure that I know who our Eurovision entry is going to be this year. I'm not allowed to say. I'm going to hear the song next week. But we're too late for the UK. So.
But yeah. Romania?
Yeah, well, let us know. I mean, does anyone know how we go about this? Maybe I should know, being like quite in with the Eurovision thing.
Or yeah, put in a call. Or what I would perform.
T2, Heartbroken.
Yeah, I mean, that's an option.
If anyone knows how we do this at this late... When is it? May. May Eurovision. Got a while. For Romania.
Oh, brilliant. Right, so we've just looked this up. 14th of January to the 3rd of February is registration.
Oh,
so we've got time on
so
this.
They've left it late.
We could even think of a song, say to them, right, I'm going to represent your country, I'll be performing this, Deal or No Deal.
Well, can't we just give them the perfect Christmas single?
No, you see, I don't think that's going to be unless, I don't know.
It sounds quite Eurovision.
Change the words or something.
Okay, right, leave it with us. I'd love it if you were on stage for Romania.
What about the Skyfall song, but I just list words connected with Romania?
Okay, go.
No, not right now. I'll think. I'll work on it.
Thing is about Eurovision, which I've noticed working on it the last couple of years, there is always a random British bloke in like Estonia's entry, for example. There was, I think it was 2 years ago, it may have even been Romania, there was a bloke from Sheffield in the band. So it's all entirely possible.
Mm, okay, well,
you might have to team up with some Romanians, but you'd be allowed to enter. Anything else you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thursdays is your day for you to have your say. It's like your forum, this, dear Scott. So get in touch, let me know what you want to say, and the PR4L will say it in her posho voice.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Real or No Real. 81199, let me know how you do with points today. Remember, it's 10.3 each time now. Sorry to confuse. It's just inflation. Don't blame me.
People in Singapore can be fined up to $500 if they don't flush public toilets after using them.
I think this is a great rule.
Absolutely. No one wants to see that.
But the idea that you can get fined that much for it, I find a bit unrealistic. How much was it? About £500. Mm. I mean, it's a steep price.
How do they catch you, please?
I suppose it involves, I don't know, some kind of inspector running in straight away.
Exactly, it has to be straight away. Because you'd be off, wouldn't you? You'd run off. If you're a non-flusher, you want to get the hell out of there.
Which, yeah, and that's a good point. So logistically, it's going to be difficult to...
I'm not sure how they enforce or police this.
I agree. So on that basis, I'm probably, in fact, I am going to say no real.
Bearing in mind, this is Singapore where you're not allowed to chew chewing gum.
Are you not?
I had chewing gum. I went into Singapore airport and I had chewing gum in my pocket and I was like, oh no, and I had to bin it quickly because... Chewing gum, not a fan of it.
Are you sure? Because there was, on the under-18 nights, the nightclub that I used to go to, they used to confiscate the chewing gum off me.
It's not the same.
And I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, that is Watford. This is Singapore.
We're just looking into this. So there's a chewing gum ban in Singapore?
Yeah, then you can't even buy it anywhere. Seriously. That's true. Incredible. I went there.
I still think this is, although a good law... Too hard to police. No,
that
real.
One is real, Pope. Oh.
I don't know. I really want to know. If anyone's listening in Singapore at the moment, how do they catch you, please?
And if you've ever been prosecuted for it.
Then do get in touch, you crim. Next.
Cupid Tino is a dating site only for Apple fans, and you're not allowed to make an account using a Windows computer.
Never heard of that.
I kind of think this might be true. Because it's... sort of defining the membership of that club, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's quite nerdy to ban someone based on their computer. I mean, I would question what kind of relationship you want to get into if you're joining a club based on what computer you have.
But some people are just all about the Apple, aren't they? Like my friend Neil, for example.
Right.
Like if he was single, he'd join this site.
But he's not going
to... If
that's
Apple
ridiculous.
Told him to fart on demand, he would do it.
But I'm also saying that he wouldn't... not fancy someone based on their computer, and if you did that, you're weird.
Well, we're back to Electric Dreams again, aren't we?
True. Very true.
You see?
I'm going to say real, but I think it's really sad.
That one is real.
Yeah. Wow. No different to uniform one, is it?
The uniform one I find fascinating because I'm sure the advert says...
Have you been on, yeah?
No, but the advert's always on, right? And it says...
But have you been on the site, though?
For people...
You have, though, haven't you?
It's a dating site for people
who are in uniform
or people
that like wearing
people in
uniform,
uniform,
which could be anybody.
So it's literally, there is no defining membership to that club.
It's just if you fancy people in fireman outfits, that's the website for you.
And even if you don't, join the website.
Yeah, get in touch.
6% of Monopoly games end in divorce.
I've never finished a Monopoly game without an argument.
I lose interest.
Never. And the other game that's like that is a game called Frustration.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever played this, and I don't know if it's where you pop this thing in the middle, and that always ends up in a fight.
Yeah, and there's always some loser that's like, I'm not playing anymore.
Well, it gets to that difficult stage where you've bought the most expensive ones, you've built hotels,
yeah,
and you are raking it in, and people don't like it.
They do not.
When they've got to spend a couple of thousand.
It's only a game, but causes a lot of arguments. Mm. 6% of Monopoly games end in divorce, real or no real?
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh, real. I'm divorcing you. Next.
Pistachio nuts can spontaneously combust.
Surely not. Surely not.
Just trying to think.
I've never even had a whiff of that happening when I've been eating a pistachio nut.
You've changed. You never used to have pistachios.
What do you mean?
Well, I pushed you a dry roasted.
Oh, okay.
Pistachios now, yeah?
No, there's just no reason why they would explode, surely.
No one's...
There's nothing explosive with a pistachio nut.
Real or no real?
No real.
That one is real.
Be careful out there, pistachio lovers.
Was that real or no?
That was real.
Serious?
They can combust. So that's why I tell people to be careful, otherwise, yeah. Next.
If shaken hard enough, a magic eight ball will give you 100% accurate answers.
There was a time, did we do this on the show where we were going to decide, oh no, I think it was Becky who did this. For one day, she decided everything and answered all emails based on a magic eight ball.
Yeah, every answer to everything was based on the shake of a magic eight ball.
So someone was sent an email saying, I just had a thought about this new idea, will we do this? And she would shake the magic eight ball and just go with that answer and reply back.
Possibly.
But it's decidedly so.
Yeah, that. Real or no real?
No real.
Shake it hard enough.
No real.
That one is no real.
Okay, let us know how you did. Remember, 10.3 for each one you get right. And 8.99 for your scores. Your ones are?
I got 20.6.
20.6 for Chris. Well done. So many people are asking me about the Singapore toilet thing. I don't know. What about when the toilet doesn't flush because it's just been flushed? Do you have to wait in the cubicle until it finally flushes or you're arrested? Presumably so.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
If you can join us live tomorrow between 1 and 4, I would very much like that because it's Becky's last show with us. We've got a few things planned, eh, Chris? Eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Becky's last show. Be there.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.